Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On this Monday, 17th of October, Election Day, 3 weeks from tomorrow, and a couple of recent polls show Kathy Hochul's lead decreasing. The Real Clear Politics polling average shows Hochul is leading Republican Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin by 5.3%. A Marist poll had Hochul up by 10%. Well, let's go live on Newsline to Jack O'Donnell, a New York political analyst at O'Donnell & Associates. Jack, good to have you back on the show. So what's going on here? Is Zeldin gaining or is Hochul losing ground?
Well, Bridget, thanks for having me on. I think it's a little of both things. I mean, I think that as both campaigns are up on the air, Zeldin has been significantly outspent by Hochul, but now through some fundraising and some outside groups supporting Zeldin, you know, he's starting to get his message out. And so I think people are starting to know who he is. I also think that as we get closer to Election Day, it's not surprising for people to think there's a choice. That said, you know, most of the you mentioned the Marist polling still had Hochul up 10%, which is a pretty healthy lead.
Right. Yeah. As opposed to the other poll saying 5%, which some are characterizing as a toss up. But what about Zeldin? We talked about the money. What about the issues? Are his attacks on Hochul on crime resonating at all? And might they be resonating here in the city?
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen in these surveys and increasingly the number of voters who say their number one issue is crime. And Zeldin has staked his campaign on crime as the issue. And we're seeing Governor Hochul respond to that. She's making an announcement at police headquarters today. She's certainly trying to build up her own bona fides on crime.
Right. And then the other news that we had is that Donald Trump is endorsing Lee Zeldin. Jack, what does that mean for the race?
Well, I think that's probably good for Kathy Hochul. In most of these surveys, right, when they poll former governor or former president Donald Trump, he's extremely unpopular. And Zeldin really needs to win over some people, some independents, and even some Republicans who don't like Trump but want to vote Republican. And so to have Trump weigh in on this race with his complete and unqualified endorsement of Zeldin, you know, I think that's not exactly the narrative that Zeldin wanted today.
And Jack, you mentioned independents. You know, there was a lot of talk in the last presidential election of like suburban soccer moms and such. In the New York governor's race, is there a profile of an independent voter that each side is fighting for?
Absolutely. It is those same soccer moms, right? In a couple of the boroughs, but especially in the suburbs, in Long Island, in the Hudson Valley. And a lot of these women voted for Biden over Trump. They voted for Trump over Hillary Clinton. And they're really, you can see in the candidates' advertising, right? Zeldin is counting on those folks to respond to public safety concerns for themselves and their families, where Hochul and the Democrats are really doubling down on reproductive freedom, reproductive rights and abortion. And she's running several ads on that to try to say to those women that the Republicans will take away those rights. We'll see if it resonates in New York.
We shall see. Pretty soon, as we say, Election Day, 3 weeks from tomorrow. Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell & Associates. Jack, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.